Blog Talk Radio.
At the mention
of your name, every knee will bow, every tongue confess, you are Lord.
You are Lord. Cause at the mention of your name,
every knee will bow, every tongue confess,
yeah. To bow, and at the mention of your name, every knee, every tongue confess,
you are,
yes, you are. Oh, cause Jesus, Jesus, you are Lord. It's just that easy. Jesus, you are Lord. Yes, you are. Yeah. Your sound is so sweet.
Jesus,
you are Lord. Yes, you are. Yeah. At the mention of your name, the scales fall from their eyes. Once blinded eyes will see that you are Lord. So at the mention of your name, the scales fall from their eyes. Once blinded eyes will see that you are Lord.
Oh, demons tremble.
Can we just call on his name together? We say Jesus.
Jesus.
Go and invite him in.
Jesus.
He'll meet you at your need.
Jesus.
He's Lord over sickness.
Jesus.
Sickness has to bow.
Jesus.
Poverty is defeated.
Jesus.
'Cause at the mention of his name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Just call on him. Just call on him and watch something happen. We just thank God for tonight. We thank God for yet another Thursday to be amongst the living. That right there is a blessing within itself. We just want to be so remindful and so grateful to God to know that only because of God, or you could just say, but God, hallelujah. Have you had a but God moment? Have you ever had a but God moment? So and so happened, but God. I had an eviction notice on my door, and I had to leave within a couple of days, but I didn't have anywhere else to go but God. When that eviction notice turned into I could stay in my place. The doctor said I have this going on. Then I went back to get the, you know, to go back to the doctor, and then they didn't find it anymore. But God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your husband or your wife, they're acting up, and then they decided, hey, I don't want to be with you anymore. But then a month later, you two decide, hey, we're going to make this work, but God. Your children leave home, say they don't want anything else to do with you. Then they come back apologizing, asking for forgiveness, but God. You need to get somewhere. But you don't have any gas in your car. You get in your car, it's, wait a minute, it's on half. But God. Ha! I can go on and on and on. The but God moments, I tell you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We just thank God on tonight. I don't know, that's just something, maybe it's just me. But I just thank God on tonight for just God being who he is in my life. I thank God for each and every one of you that are on tonight. Hey, you could have been anywhere else but God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just let's take a few minutes and just worship God because he is so worthy. Hallelujah. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. If you're here on tonight at this 8 o'clock hour, hallelujah, that's something for you to be grateful for. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because there's a lot of people that just didn't make it. But that's not your story. That's not your case. Hallelujah. 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 I don't care how you feel. I don't care what it looks like. You're here. I see you. I know that you're here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I don't know about you, and I don't know what you came to do, but I've come to serve him and praise him, hallelujah, and to just give him the glory and give him the honor and give him the praise because he is due all of that and some more, much, much. He deserves so much more, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He deserves so much more, glory, 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 hallelujah. God is saying tonight, I am with you always. I spoke these words to my disciples after my resurrection. I continue to proclaim this promise to all who listen. People respond to my continual presence in various ways. Most Christians accept this teaching as truth but ignore it in their daily living. Some ill-taught or wounded believers fear and may even resent my awareness of all they do, say, and think. A few people center their lives around this glorious promise and find themselves blessed beyond all expectations. When my presence is the focal point of your consciousness, all the pieces of your life fall into place. As you gaze at me through the eyes of your heart, you can see the world around you from my perspective. The fact that I am with you makes every moment of your life meaningful. Glory, glory, glory. We have, excuse me, we have two scriptures. The first one coming from Matthew 28:20, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Psalms 139:1-4, O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. Glory to God. We just thank God. We thank God. We thank God. Hallelujah. We just thank God. He is so worthy. Glory, glory, glory. I'm going to play this one song, and then before we go into the word, and I hope it blesses your heart.
need something from God tonight. Listening to me on this record, I don't know what it is you're going through, but God said you can get your breakthrough tonight. Look at somebody, say, I'm going to get my breakthrough tonight. Right now. Turn around behind you and say, I'm going to get an instantaneous breakthrough. Now, you've been praying and seeking God and fasting, but when you ask God, do you really have faith that he can do it? Do you serve a God that is able? Do you serve a God that is strong and mighty? Well, if you do, can I tell you how to get your breakthrough? Say, Kirk Carr, how can I get my breakthrough right now? You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what I've been through. This is how you can get it tonight.
Amen. The blessings are yours. All you have to do is reach up and grab them. If you have, let's take 3 seconds right now to just reach up to heaven and just grab what's yours. The blessings, the healings, hallelujah, the miracles that you need in your life, hallelujah, the breakthroughs, the chain breaking. Reach up right now, hallelujah, and just start to call on Jesus right now. Jesus, 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 and just start pulling down, hallelujah, pulling down your blessings, hallelujah, releasing some things, hallelujah. I don't know what it is that you need from God right now. I don't know if it's forgiveness in your heart. I don't know if it's healing in your body, hallelujah. I don't know if you need some type of comfort or peace in your life, hallelujah. If your mind is just rolling, rolling, rolling with just so much on it, and you just need some peace right now, whatever it is that you need from God right now, be obedient. Be obedient. I don't know where you are right now. Find your spot. Find you somewhere to go where you can just cry out, hallelujah, to God. Just cry out to him, glory, glory, glory. Whatever it is that you need, hallelujah. Strength, hallelujah. If you need a friend right now, he's all that. The doctor told you one thing, God can say another. He always has a final say so. Glory, glory, glory. You're in business right now, and things might be a little here and there. God is all that. God is all that you need. He's your lawyer. He's your doctor. He's your friend. He's your mother. He's your father. Whatever it is that you need from God, let's get it right now. Right now, don't leave off this line tonight without your breakthrough. Glory, hallelujah. Don't leave tonight without your blessings, without your breakthrough. You can get your breakthrough right now. Glory to God, hallelujah. Whatever it is that you need. Do you need a financial blessing? Let's cry out to him and let's get it. There's nothing too big for my God, and there's nothing, hallelujah, that is impossible for him. You better get a mentality that you are crazy enough to believe that he does all things. He can do all things. What is it that you need? What is it that you need from God tonight? You better get it. You better get it. You better get it. You better get it. Hallelujah. Get it, get it, get it, get it, because it's yours. Hallelujah. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. Hallelujah. Put a praise on it right now. Let's put a praise on it right now. Hallelujah. Paul says, praise is what I do. When I want to be close to you. Hallelujah. Let's get closer to God on tonight. Let's give him a commitment. Hallelujah. God, I'm going to commit. Hallelujah. And then you fill in the blank. Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All he wants is more of you. Glory, glory, glory. I'm not gonna take up any more time. I thank God, hallelujah, because he's good. He's been good to me. I have so much to be grateful for. So much to be grateful for. But there's a word that's coming tonight, and this word is going to be just for you. Hallelujah. Just for you. You just have to receive it. Hallelujah. We have an awesome man in God that's going to, I know that God is speaking to him, through him, and he's going to decrease so that God can increase in him. So we thank God for Pastor Flannel tonight. Hallelujah. As he's speaking, just pray for him. Keep him up in prayer. And he's a human, so therefore he needs to be strengthened too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So just be praying for him as he's sharing with us on tonight. Hallelujah. We give glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. 5520, your line is open.
Praise God. Praise God. We thank God tonight. We thank God for both song choices from Evangelist Flint. We thank God for first. Someone said, Jesus, you are Lord. Sometimes we make him our Savior, but we don't want to make him our Lord. That means we got to surrender everything to him. We make him our Lord. But we, you know, we get the, you know, the sinner's prayer, and, you know, or the prayer of repentance, and they say, you know, we stumble at that part when they say, accept me as your son and your servant, and I accept you as my Lord and my personal Savior. We don't have a problem making my personal Savior, because that's where salvation comes from. But when that Lord, I mean, I got to turn everything over to him. Oh, my God. But someone said, Jesus, you are Lord. Jesus, you are Lord. And then the atmosphere has been set for praise and for worship. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now, God. We thank you, Lord God, for this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. First of all, first and foremost, Father, I thank you for safe traveling mercies as I traveled from Georgia to Texas and by way of airplane, and you protected me throughout. Flight was a good flight, and you allowed me to do the things that need to be done. Have not done them yet, though, while I came here, but I'm here. So I thank you for that, God. I thank you, God, for direction and your plan and your purpose, Father. But your understanding, God, and the God of overstanding and the God of promise. And Father, we decrease, Father, that you increase, that your Holy Spirit have control. The atmosphere has been set. She told you, reach up and get it. I don't know what you need tonight, but you can reach up and get it right now. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. I don't care if it's blood pressure. I don't care if it's somebody said about cancer. I don't care about the corona, the COVID-19. You reach up and get your healing tonight. I don't care if it's respiratory problems. I don't care what it is. You can get it right now. I don't care if it be it financial, be it spiritual, be it emotional. Reach up and get it. It's yours. It's yours. Reach up and get it. Go ahead and start getting it. Reach up, reach up, reach up, reach up, reach up and get it. The albums have been set for praise and for worship. I'm going to charge you at the end of this night to just, for the next 7 days, to just, ultimately every other hour. I don't care if you got to have worship music playing throughout your house. I don't care. You need to get in the atmosphere of praise. We'll be praying for stuff over and over and over. God said, I already done it. So why don't we just act like it's done and just begin to praise him? Why don't we just move in the fact that it's already done and just begin to praise him for doing it? I'm telling you, I'm charging you this week, from Thursday to next Thursday, just an atmosphere of praise throughout your house, throughout your being. Your relationship with God will enhance and increase, because all you're going to be doing is praising. Everybody said, well, we're going to fast. No, we're going to go on a praise fast, or a praise charge. And all you're going to do every other hour, you're going to find a way to praise God, to tell him thank you. Let me tell you, last week we talked about information, illumination, and revelation. But things are still being revealed, because that's the God we serve. Holy Spirit, I decrease that you increase, and have your way right now. Everybody know I've been, well, you don't know, but I've been in and out of town with business that I have, and that needs to be concluded, and it's supposed to be concluded like in October, September. However, there were some elements that was in the way that I had no knowledge of, were not full illumination or revelation as God has given me over the last week. Last week was so full of information. The light was shined so far on it, and a lot of things were revealed on the who's who and the what's what. And then the more he started peeling that onion back and layer after layer, the more I was being attacked. I'm talking about super spiritual warfare. And it wasn't just spiritual. It was physical attack. My character and everything, you know. A lot of different things that took place. And even in the business venture itself. But God, he woke me up Monday morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. He said, I want you to read Psalm 35. So I'm going to read to you tonight. It says, plead my cause, O Lord, with those who strive with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for my help. Also drop the spear and stop those who pursue me. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. Verse 4 says, let those be put to shame and brought to dishonor who seek after my life. Let those be turned back and brought to confusion who plot my hurt. Let them be like chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord pursue them. For without cause they have hidden their net for me in a pit, which they have dug without cause for my life. Let destruction come upon them unexpectedly, and let his net that he has hidden catch himself. And to that very destruction let him fall. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like you? Delivering the poor from him who is too strong for him. Yes, the poor and the needy from him who plunders him. Fierce witnesses rise up. They ask me things that I do not know. They reward me evil for good to the sorrow of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled myself with fasting, and my prayer would turn to my own heart. I paced about as though he were my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one who mourns for his mother. But in my adversity, they rejoiced and gathered together. Attackers gathered against me, and I did not know it. They tore at me and did not cease. With ungodly mockers at feast, they gnashed at me with their teeth. Lord, how long will you look on, rescue me from thy destructions? My precious life from the lions. I will give you thanks in the great assembly. I will praise you among many people. Let them not rejoice over me who are wrongfully my enemies. Nor let them wink with the eye who hate me without a cause. For they do not speak peace, but they devise deceitful matters against the quiet ones in the land. They also opened their mouth wide against me and said, aha, aha, our eyes have seen it. This you have seen, O Lord, do not keep silence. O Lord, do not be far from me. Stir up yourself and awake to my vindication. To my cause, my God and my Lord, vindicate me. O Lord, my God, according to your righteousness. Let them not rejoice over me, and let them not say in their hearts, ah, so we would have it. Let them not say, we have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to mutual confusion, who rejoice in my hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor, who exalt themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad, who favor my righteous cause. And let them say continually that the Lord be magnified, who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of your righteousness and of your praise all the day long. I read Psalm 35, verses 1 through 28 in this entirety. Now I'm going to tell you a little bit of something. That right there was my week. Once God started revealing stuff. Started like Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday of last week. And then the daggers started coming hard. I'm talking about the daggers was coming. And by Friday, it was full blast. Saturday, it even got even more intense. Sunday, it was crazy. Monday, but when he told me Tuesday morning, he said, I want you to write down Psalm 35. Put it in your shoe and stand on it for the rest of this week. As I began to write this, the verses line by line, he told me the names to put on the top of the paper. So I wrote the names down. And I began to pray. And he said, that room night told me to put them in your shoe, your right shoe. Stand on it. And then in the midst of that, every day since, God's been vindicating me. Amen. That's been a vindication. That's been, I mean, it's every single day. It's been more illumination, more revelation, more information. But it's been Romans 8:28. All things are working to the good of those who love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose. Sometimes you feel like Joseph. You're like, man, you meant it for evil. But God meant it for good. And I just give him the glory. Glory, 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 glory. So he told me after that, he said, don't even pray no more. Don't pray for them. Don't mention them. Don't worry about it. He said, but just begin to praise me. So I told you this week coming up, it's just a praise week. You know, don't say, I got to praise, and I got to get it out. I got to praise. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, I got to praise, and I got to get it out. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I got to praise. I got to praise, and I got to get it out. Hallelujah. I got to praise, and I got to get it out. Hallelujah. Lord God, I thank you. Lord God, I praise you, and I worship you, and I magnify you. That's what I said there. I must for worship and for praise. Because praise is what I do when I'm going through, when my back is against the wall. Praise is what I do when I don't know what to do, how to do. Hallelujah. When I don't know what to say and don't know what to think, and sometimes you just begin to just moan because the words, when they come out of your mouth, you just, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God. Strive with those who strive against me. Pursue those, God. Hallelujah. Every path they make, that's every hole, every ditch they dug, God, let them find themselves in that same ditch. When I tell you I'm living this right now and God is showing me that he is God. I'm talking about Jesus, you are Lord. Hallelujah. He said, I'm God and you don't need nobody else. And when I'm for you, who can be against you? I'm talking about when God gives you the revelation of great is he, my God. Tonight I want you to just understand, no matter what it looks like, feel like, it's going to say, hey, greater is he. You got to get you a greater is he in your spirit. You got to make yourself that a portion of greater is he. God is calling you right now to somewhere higher. And where you got to call yourself higher, things got to fall off. People got to fall off. People got to drop away from you. And God, just, I'm calling you higher. Everybody can't go where you're going. That's why the song said, will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit, man, still say yes? He said, if I told you, you know, what I really need, if I told you what I called you, if I told you what you got to go through to get through, to bring others through, will you still say yes? If I told you got to go through ridicule, if I told you got to go through torment, if I told you got to go through trials and tribulations, would you still say yes? Hallelujah. If I told you they're gonna backbite, they're gonna slander your name, they're gonna be mockers, they're gonna come at you hard, they're gonna say this and that and this about you, they're gonna slander you, they're gonna lie about you. Would you still say yes? I told you, you might have to experience some homelessness. You're going to experience some loss and depths and lack of and even poverty. I'm talking about some hard times to serve me. Would you still say yes? Let's look at Joseph. Joseph was beat by his brothers, put in a hole, sold to the raiders, sold to Potiphar. Potiphar's wife accused him, in prison. In the prison for a while. Even when he gave them the vision of their dreams to the cupbearer and the baker, but he said, remember me. Eventually somebody remembered him. He went from the pit to the palace. Elisha, I'm talking about the greatest he was being under, you know, under attack, because God was showing him the secrets of the thing came, and he sent people to try to go kill him. And Elisha's servant was nervous because he's seen all these people came. He said, God, open his eyes. I'm telling God tonight to open your eyes, the spiritual eyes, so you can see. Great is he. You can see the army of the Lord. God, open everyone on this line, God, their eyes, so they can see what you're surrounding them with, God. The army of the Lord, the angels with fire and swords, God, that that no weapon formed against him shall prosper. We didn't say it wouldn't be formed. We didn't say you wouldn't go through. Look at Job, all that Job went through. But he got double for his trouble. All that he went through. In one day, hallelujah. Not even knowing that God had a wager with Satan that Job would stand still, stand strong. And he would hold on throughout. And he would hold out. Sometimes we lack long suffering. I always said with the fruit of the Spirit, that was my weakness. But the psalm man said, Lord, help me to hold out. Lord, help me to hold out. I'm telling you, Lord, help me to hold out until my changes come. Lord, help me to hold out. Hallelujah. Job lost his children. He lost his servants. He lost his cattle. He lost his fortune all in one day. Then his health started deteriorating, boils on his body, and to the point where he was like a zombie and a living dead. And even to the point where his wife said, man, curse God and die. But somewhere down deep inside, Job had some resilience. He had some bounce back ability. He had something that made him hold out. Especially when God talked to him, oh Lord. Oh Lord, he had something that God had inside of him that preserved him. I'm talking about if you got a piece of righteousness in you, or you know, you're going through some stuff, say, God, preserve that thing that's inside of me. That's you, God, that you can pull on, that you can draw from, God. That I can draw from to remind me of who I am and whose I am. I'm talking about when you're going through your breakthrough. Your breakthrough is in your praise. Hallelujah. Let's talk about, watch this. I want to talk about Jacob. I want to talk about Jacob because Jacob had two wives. One name was Rachel, one was Leah. Rachel was the one he loved. And he worked. As Uncle Laban said, okay, you work 7 years, you can get Rachel. Well, Rachel wasn't the oldest, so the oldest had to go first, so he ended up with Leah. So then he worked another 7 years for Rachel. And then it came to the time of, you know, reproducing, and he'd sleep with Leah, sleep with Rachel. At that time, Rachel's womb wasn't open. She wasn't producing. So he had children with Leah, and then they get to the point where Rachel would give him her handmaiden, or however you want to call it, and you sleep with them, and you get the children. So it came to a point where Leah, no, she wasn't loved at all. And it came to one of his sons. His son's name was Judah. And how many of you know Judah mean praise? But Leah wasn't, you know, the one that was favored. She wasn't loved. So once this child came, Judah, I tell everybody that it was what you call an ugly praise. Have you ever had a time where you just had an ugly praise where you was praising God and worshiping God and the snot bubbles come out and your face all frown because you've been going through and you've just been trying to press. That's what God said. Like, sometimes you got to have a Judah. You got to have an ugly praise. I'm talking about where you're just pressing through that thing. You know, you got to be like, Lord, I need you. And Lord, I just want you. And you're just going through something. And you just, you know, it's bad. It's tough. You know, you're dealing with some things. You're fighting. The enemy is coming against you on all sides, telling you that you're not going to make it. Telling you that God has forsaken you, he has forgotten about you. And sometimes, you know, you get to the point where you even believe the lies yourself. But it comes down to even in the midst of that, you got to praise him through it. That's why the song says, I praise him through the storm. You got to begin to praise him through the storm. To the point where you praise him through the storm, that you begin to talk to the storm and say, storm, you got to leave here. You begin to tell the storm, peace be still, because you done praised so much. You done screamed hallelujah so much. I'm talking about, to your eyes, you know, your eyes all puffy now. It's an ugly praise. I'm talking about hallelujah, God, I thank you, I praise you, I worship you, I magnify your name. Lord, I just need you, Lord. I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour, Lord. I need thee. I'm talking about that's what God is calling for right now. He needs some praises. He wants you to begin to praise him in advance. He sent out the praises when they was going in the war with Jehoshaphat. He said, send out the praises first. And then he lets you know that the battle is not yours, it's his. And I'm going to tell you how to fight it. I'm telling you how to fight it now. You're going to fight this battle in your praise. You're going to win this battle with your praise. He told Joshua when he came to deal with Jericho, walk on up. You're going to walk around. And this time you're going to walk around seven times on the seventh day. The horn's going to blow, and you're going to shout. That's why I said, don't wait till the battle's over, shout now. Don't wait till it's over, shout now. I'm talking about, don't wait till it's over, shout now. Shout now. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for my breakthrough. Thank you, God, for being my vindication. God, thank you, Lord God, for fighting the fight. God, I thank you, hallelujah, for even giving us what it takes that we can fight the fight of faith. That we can, God, that we can stand. Even though we don't know how to stand yet, we can stand anyhow. For God is good. Lord, you are good and your mercy endure forever. I'm talking about hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord God. Your saving grace. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, God, for deliverance. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for your son, Jesus. Hallelujah. I can imagine, I'm going to go to Matthew right here. Give me one second. Watch this. Watch this, Matthew 9:18. It says, while he was saying these things to them, a ruler, synagogue official, entered the house and kneeled down and worshipped him, saying, my daughter has just not died, but come and lay your hand on her, and she will live. Just imagine now, you know your daughter had died. You know that the mourners are there when you get there. But when he say, maiden, arise, and the daughter got up, what do you think that daddy did? Hey, he already came in and worshipped, fell on his face and worshipped him. But when he saw him bring his daughter back to life, hallelujah, Lord God, I thank you. But again, what if you begin to praise him before she came back to life? Or what if you praise him if she never came back to life? That's what he asked me. What if I don't do it? Can you still trust me? Will you still love me? Will you still praise me? Will you still worship me? But after I do it, hallelujah, will you tell everybody, hey, Lord, you are good and your mercy endure forever. Would you, you know, let people know that we're overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony? Would you be silent or would you begin to share your testimony of how good I have been to you? Say the Lord, it's time to begin to tell somebody. Shut CNN down, shut Fox News down, cut your TV off, and get in front of your Lord and your Savior, get in his presence, get in his good grace, and say, Lord, you are good in your mercy and do forever. God, I don't care. Smith Wigglesworth never, I said to him, he never allowed a newspaper to come in his house because he knew the traps of the media. He said Satan is the prince of the earth, so he knew what that stuff was. He knew that was a form of witchcraft. You know, he knew that's what the media and the mediums. Y'all didn't get it. And what he said about the medium, suffer a wish not to live. So if the media is what's being used to form and to manipulate and do different things, he never messed with it. So I'm telling you, shut that stuff down there and get in your word, get with your Father. I'm talking about begin to pray. Somebody need to hear that the Lord is good and his mercy endure forever. Somebody need to know that he's able. You know, to him that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think, according to the power of somebody need to know that the Lord is good. He's able. He's willing. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. He's a burden bearer. He's a yoke destroyer. Somebody need to know what your God is. Hey, tell me about your God. What you know about Jesus? He's all right. Somebody know what you know about Jesus. He's all right. I'm talking about, you got to let him know he's all right. Get that thing, you song. Hey, find you a song. Find you a new song that will keep you encouraged. Find you a new song that will lock you in with him. You got it. I'm charging you this week to be locked in like you've never been before. So when we come back next Thursday, it should be popping so much that I won't even have to speak next Thursday because the Holy Spirit, it's already been set. The atmosphere has been set. And all you're going to do is begin to talk about your testimonies. How many people you witness to? How many people you share the goodness of the Lord to? How many people you just, you know, and how God has blessed you through it? Through it all, I'm telling you, listen, if I begin to tell you the half of what happened to me last week and how things was. But I tell you, just keep going because the story ain't finished. When the story finished, we're going to have a hallelujah good time. But I'm going to tell you this much. He already pleaded my cause. He already fighting with them that fought against me. He already strove with them that strove against me. He already made that pit, that path dark and slippery. I can tell you that. And now, guess what? They fill in the blunt of what they tried to do, or what they thought they were doing, or what they felt they were doing. They already feel in the pain from it. And I'm not saying that for rejoicing for that calamity. I'm saying it because that's how good my God is. It was less than 24 hours when they first started getting, when I went to my dad about it, because I didn't say nothing, I just said, okay, God, less than 24 hours, they started feeling the pain. That's how God is. And now they're feeling even more now. He's just squeezing and squeezing and squeezing and squeezing. I'm telling you what you know about Jesus. He's all right. He's all right. Can take you to the Lazarus. Then we're going to listen. Watch this. I hear you, Lord. I hear you, Lord. I didn't have to do it. He knew it. He sent me right there where he wanted me to go. So we're going to wrap it up with. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowl and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and on His wings shall you trust His truth. And shall be thy shield, and shall you trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that fly by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in noonday, in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, which is your refuge, my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation, that shall no evil befall you. Neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shall trample under feet. You shall trample under feet. Because He has set His love upon you, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he knows my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. So I told you my right shoe, he told me put Psalm 35. After this over, I'm going to put Psalm 91 in my left shoe. So guess what? I'm going to stand on Psalm 35 because He vindicated me. Psalm 91 reminded me who He is and who I am and the relationship that we have. See, I can look at the Hebrew boys, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, when they were talking to Nebuchadnezzar and say, well, we can't answer you in this matter, O king. But we will tell you that if He doesn't, that don't mean He can't. So that's what you got to realize. You got to know it doesn't mean He can't. It don't mean He won't because we know He's able. And we're not going to bow down to you, to your statue. We don't care how high you turn this furnace up. And then when you begin to stand on God's word and stand with God, it provokes Him to stand with you. He can only stand with you. Let me tell you another thing, too, and then I'm going to represent. And then you look at Daniel in the lion's den. And, you know, so many different. You can look at David, too, and when he began to fight Goliath by himself, standing on his own. But here's where I want to get to. With this praise. And I'm going to break it down real simple. Just imagine you're in a relationship. And might have just started off and you're being courted. It's the courtship season. And a young man is talking to you, if you're a woman or the young lady, and they whisper sweet nothings in your ear and telling you this, telling you that, telling you the things you want to hear. And it got you giggling, got you smiling, feeling a certain way, you're blushing. You know? And just imagine you praising God. And you're just praising him no matter what, and you're praising him. You got God blessing. And they say, who is that praising me down there like that? You got God sitting at the edge of the throne. You know, he say, sit on the throne. He say, there's my footstool, you know. So he got his feet on the footstool. He sitting on his throne, and he, you know when somebody's saying something real interesting, you get to the edge of your seat, start looking down. He had the edge of his seat looking down. Come to the host of heaven and the angels, and they are going around and singing, holy, holy, holy. They are praising him. And he said, who are that down there? Your praise reach heaven past what they already been going on, because you praising them like you ain't got nothing else to do, like you done lost your mind. And sometimes we got to lose our mind to change our mind so we can praise them like that. So you're at that point. And he said, who praising me like that? And then you begin to call the supernatural down to the natural, because your praise has reached heaven. And God is giggling. God is smiling. He said, your praise is a sweet savior to his nostrils. He's smelling. He smelled the aroma of praise. And this is what I'm going to wrap it up with you. Watch this. You're just praising him, and you're praising. And God is pleased with your praise. So pleased that he says this. Watch this. King James Version. Ephesians 1 and 3 say, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. That praise has made him bless you with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. So you don't call the supernatural down to the natural. Because you got all these blessings in heaven, and you have not accessed them, and you wonder, why have these blessings that has been promised me have not manifested? But your praise unlocked it. It unlocked that gate. It unlocked that door that has been closed. Unlocked that one, and now, hallelujah, you've called the supernatural down to the natural. Now you're walking in the manifestation. You already know it. You've already been speaking it. You've been professing it, claiming it, speaking it. But now it's the manifestation. It's because of your praise. Your breakthrough, your blessing, it's in your praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Read it one more time. I'm sorry to pray. Grace be to you and peace from God, our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Verse 5 says, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in our wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery. Look at here. And that's why people miss it at. But watch this. He said, I'll let you know the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. See, this is how you get that out. An inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. We just talked about the mystery of his will. Now he's working all things in the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ. I'm telling you, man, it's in your praise. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. We thank you for this is the day that you have made. We rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for your children, God. I thank you, God, that right now, God, the charge that's been on them for this week, God, myself included, myself more than anybody. The praise. I'm to my every other hour. Find something to praise you for. And God, you keep us with your keeping anointing. We give you honor, God. We give you glory. We give you all the praise that's due you. In your son Jesus Christ's name, we pray. And so it is.
Praise God for that word. Praise God. I told you there was a word. And I hope that word was for you. I know that word is for me. I'm going to take the charge. So I'm letting you know right now, from today till next Thursday and therefore after, I'm going to take that charge to put some praise in my life, some worship on my tongue. And you say every other hour. Well, we pray every 2 hours anyway, so, hey, we're just going to be praising God all day. And I thank God for you. I ask God to infuse you back with all the power that you poured out, that you are strengthened, that God has used you in a mighty way, but he's going to continue to use you, and even in your business, that your light will shine so others will know who you serve and whose you are, and that they cannot touch that. Because you are the anointed Son of God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank God for tonight. If anyone would like to add to, take away, praise report, a prayer request, please press 1, and I will recognize you. And let's just keep it going. This has been an awesome night. Hallelujah. You know on Thursday nights we have a Holy Ghost party, so we're not going to stop. Hallelujah. 1-4-3-6, the line is open.
I just thank God for being here tonight to hear the word that Pastor George has given out to us today, and it really has been a comfort to my soul. And it is true that once you give God your life and you be going through some things, he has a way of making your roads a lot easier to bear. And he has really put a joy in my spirit today, because even when I feel like I'm not at my best and I get on the line on the Thursday, it's like lift me up and let me see that it's more people out there going through more than what you're going through. And we do need to take our time and tell them about God and let them know and let them see what God has done for you. And I think about when I was in the hospital and everything I had been going through, God always pulled me through it. Even this illness that I feel, when it just come on me all of a sudden, I just call out to his name. And it's just like he said, rest. Because he already said, rest your body and you'll heal. And I know I'm hard-headed sometimes, but I still thank God for never giving up on me. And I just hope God just keep on using y'all mightily. So y'all can just help us. Y'all don't realize what y'all are really helping a lot of people, even children. My grandson wasn't quite quiet, but when I let him listen to Pastor Joy, he was quiet through the whole thing. And that's a blessing. That is a blessing in disguise. And I just want to say I thank God for you, and I thank God for Pastor George. And y'all have a blessed night in the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. You be blessed. We thank God for you and your obedience, and you've been with us for a while, and we just thank God for you. Thank God. We thank God for your healing. Hallelujah. You've come a long way, and we just thank God that he's not done with you yet, in Jesus' name. Amen. 0279, your line is open.
Yeah, I tuned in late, but I just want to thank God, because every time someone asks if you got anything you want to say about anything relative to the Lord, and you don't say it, and you feel like you ought to say it, you're missing out on a golden opportunity to just say hallelujah, and that's in Jesus' name, and that's what I want to say. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We praise God. I was looking for you. Thank God. I was looking for you. Hallelujah. Thank God for
you. Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
7430, your line is open.
for this blog. Thank you, Pastor Flint and Mother Maria. I just want to thank y'all and just say thank God for everything. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the people that you put in my life, and thank you for the things and the places that you've taken me and given to me. And that's all I want to say. Thank you. And that was a wonderful word.
Thank you, my sweetie. That's my son. That's one of my sons. Thank God for him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 6853, your line is open.
Good evening. How y'all doing?
Amen. Doing great.
This is Mother Taylor. I'm giving God the praise because in about over a month, I've been sick. God carried me through stuff. But, you know, I'm giving God the praise because he has my hands. And I tell people that they'll want to wear their and all this stuff, that Corona-19 is no joke. Had it. I stayed in the house for 14 days, and then I took sick, and I had to go to Grady for 12 days. But God brought me through it. And he brought my family. They was bringing me food and making sure that I was eating. And, you know, he put me in a place that I was shut in. I was by myself. I didn't have to worry about nobody else contracting it. But I knew where I figured out where it came from. And he opened up doors for me. It's time to give God some praise. It's time to tell him thank you. And, you know, I heard the praise about 1 hour, 2 hours. Praise, and that's good. But we need to give God the praise all the time, because I found out if we just tell God, thank you, hallelujah, for the things that you're doing, hallelujah, because he blessing us all the time. And I'm just excited. Well, where I stand with the Lord. And all of you need to give God the praise, because we go through stuff, but when we get through it, we need to even praise him more.
Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 5659, your line is open.
Praise God. I give God all the honor and the glory. I thank God for praise, but I thank God more for being praised. Hallelujah. It's time to leave the praise and start being the praise. So when you're coming, folks will see praise coming. Hallelujah. When you open up your mouth, folks will hear praise coming. Praise coming. Time to move from going through, time to move to growing through. I give God the praise, and I just want to say thank you, Lord, for I'm still here. In Jesus' name, I'm still here.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Anyone else want to add to, take away, praise report, prayer request? Press 1 and I'll recognize you. If not, Pastor Flynn, is there anything else that you would like to say before we end?
Just want to let everybody know, I don't know who's on the line because I'm out of town and Evangeline is controlling that. But Evangeline, just
hold on.
Just let the people know who will accept the charge. Those that accept this charge for this week to continue a charge of continuous praise. No matter what is going on, no matter the reports, the aches, the pains, we all have, you know, things that we go through. But just praise yourself through it. And I'm excited. I'm looking forward to hearing some awesome testimonies next Thursday. God love you.
Amen.
And nothing else you can do about it.
Amen. 646-647, your line is open. And I ask that you also give us the benediction when you finish, please.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just so happy. I'm so happy. I'm bubbling over. Praise God. That word, my son, that word, it was awesome. And I just think, God, and God does use us in different ways. And he'll tell us to do strange things. Hallelujah. It's not what we do, but it's the obedience that God looks at. It's not so much what your foot would do on top of that, on your shoe. It's the obedience in your doing what God has said. Oh, I tell you the truth. Listen to God. Let him talk to you. Take time to listen. When you need something, when you're asking him for something, there are over 5,000 promises in the Bible. And we God gave them to us, and all we have to do is to reach out to receive them. And the way to show him on Bible study the other night, the fourth way of the seventh way of being able to show God that you're full of your own responsibilities and you know how to cast your cares upon him. When we cast our cares upon him, then he wants us to praise him. The spirit of adoration, the spirit of praise unto God. When you praise him, that unlocks the anointing, and it brings the anointing down, and that anointing comes from the Lord. And, oh, it just pleases him. It just pleases him to bless you, to do what you want. It's so sad that we have faith to get saved, and we think that's it. But we need faith to believe that God is going to do whatever we need him to do, especially if we're abiding in him, if we're serving him. I'm so godly proud of my children, my son and my daughter. I'm so godly proud of the God that's in them and how God is using them. And I'm a proud mother. Hallelujah. I know now how my mother felt when she pushed me and she would sit back and smile. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so happy. I'm about to cry. So I thank him, and I just ask God to, God, watch over each one of us, oh God. As we close on this service tonight, let these words of encouragement stay in each heart, Lord. And let us blot out a time in our lives, in our day, that we do nothing for an hour but praise him. Now may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent, one from another, in Jesus' name. God bless you, and I love every one of you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. We love you. We love you. We love you. And there's absolutely nothing you can do about it until next Thursday. Ask someone to come on this line. Invite somebody so that they can get a word also. Hallelujah. You don't know. You just don't know this word. So just invite a friend. Invite a family member. Hallelujah. Call on three-way, however you have to do it. But invite somebody else on the line. Send a text message out to a group of your friends and see if you can get one or two to come on from that one text. Hallelujah. We love you. We love you. We love you. Expecting testimony, praise reports on next Thursday, and take the charge. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Good night.